today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and thanks for listening today. Thanksgiving is here. It's right around the corner. If you haven't celebrated all already, it comes this week, and I'm looking forward to it. I always look forward to Thanksgiving Day. We're going to be talking about that today as we consider God's Word. We're going to be in Psalm 105. Every year, when I come to Thanksgiving time, I always open the Scripture to this passage. I always think about this, Psalm 105. I read it in our church, and I read it in our family, and I go back and look at it again and again because I believe here in Psalm 105, we have a pattern for Thanksgiving Day. I want to share that with you today as we consider His Word. I want to remind you that there's just a week left to get the book that we've been offering. This is a book also called Consider His Word. It was a book I wrote a number of years ago. It's a daily devotional. As you read through it, it's a great book to begin at the first of the year. And each day as you read the Scripture, it will take you through the Bible in a year. Every day there's a devotional for that day. Now, you don't have to do that. You can just sit down and pick up the book at any time and read the passage for that day and read the verse for that day and the devotion for that day. Now, these are not long devotionals. They're short. They're to the point. And the book is written much like a journal. There's a place where you can write your own praises for the Lord. There's a place where you can write down things that you're thinking about that day. And there's a place that you can write down your own prayer requests and keep track of your prayer requests. And so the book is being made available for the next couple of weeks. And we want to get it to you in time for Christmas so that you can give it to someone. It would be a great Christmas gift. It'd be a great book for you if you were looking for a way to read through the Bible next year. For many years, I would read through the Scripture every year. And so one year I decided I'm going to write about this every day. And out of that came this devotional. Again, it's called Consider His Word, and I'd love to send it to you. We'll send it to you for a gift of $25 to this ministry. That's postage paid. That includes the postage. Now, we do have a limited number of these. We're just about out of them. And so I want to encourage you, if you want one, to get on it and get it as quick as you can. Now, you can send a check to Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. It's Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, there's also a way, if you need to, you can get the book through PayPal, but you just need to send me an email, and I'll tell you how to do that at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com, and we'll get that information to you. So get your book. It will be gone here pretty soon and won't be available again until perhaps next year. So write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Psalm 105. You know, when I come to Thanksgiving, for me, it's a day of remembering, of going back and remembering past Thanksgivings. When I was growing up in the Midwest, Thanksgiving for us was a time of family gatherings. All of the cousins would come over, or we would go down to my grandparents' home, And all the cousins would be there, and we'd have such a great day. Now, for us, it was also a day of music. My grandpa was a fiddle player, and so many other musicians would come around, and, boy, we'd have great music. I'm actually looking forward to playing music this Thanksgiving Day. Play guitar a little bit, and we're going to sit around and play with our children and looking forward to a day of music. So we're kind of continuing that tradition for us. Now, I realize that today, in the political correct society that we live in, many are trying to diminish Thanksgiving Day, and I realize all of those issues are going on, but it's a great time to set aside a day to just be thankful. And in Psalm 105, I believe, gives us a pattern for the day and how we can celebrate. Now, it's not just about eating the Thanksgiving dinner, although I got to say, I love it. I love the turkey and the dressing and the gravy, and my favorite is pumpkin pie and pecan pie, and I'm looking forward to all of those. And I hope we have them. I hope we have a great Thanksgiving celebration, and you have a great Thanksgiving celebration. Let's look at the Psalm, Psalm 105. David the psalmist wrote, "O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth." I want you to notice that this psalm begins with simply, "O give thanks unto the Lord." There should be no question and no doubt in our mind that when we celebrate Thanksgiving Day, that we are giving our thanks to the Lord. I heard the other day somebody talking about Thanksgiving Day, and that at their Thanksgiving meal, they sit around and tell about how they're thankful for each other and thankful toward each other, and that's fine, but don't leave the Lord out of it. I mean, think about all that he's done for you and how he's blessed you and has given you abundant life. Now, I realize you may be going through problems and there may be issues going on, but listen, it will bless you and it will encourage you if you'll take some time to just honor the Lord and thank him. And around where we live, we hear people giving thanks to Mother Earth and Father Sky and to all of these different things. But the Bible says to give thanks unto the Lord, and that our thanksgiving's directed toward him, and that we're thankful to God. You know, he gives us everything. He gave us life. He sustains us. He helps us every day. Have you taken time to give him thanks? Now, I realize that Thanksgiving is a day of thanksgiving, and that's great, but we ought to be thankful every day. And even though we may go to a Thanksgiving service and perhaps pray at a Thanksgiving meal and lift our thanksgiving to God, you ought to take some time to get away by yourself and just spend some time with the Lord and lift your heart and think of him. After all, the scripture says here to give thanks unto the Lord, to call upon his name. It involves this prayer. Remember the promise that we have in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of." And so he says, call upon the Lord. Often Thanksgiving is just a prayer before the meal, and I hope that you pray before a meal. You know, in our family, it's the grandfather that prayed. It has been that way since I can remember, that our grandfather would pray at every Thanksgiving meal. And when Grandpa was not around, Dad would pray. I've got to admit, we didn't pray at every meal. But at Thanksgiving time, we did pray at that meal. But it's more than that. Set aside that time where it's just you and the Lord, and call upon him and just have a personal, quiet time of thanksgiving and praise and giving him glory. Now, notice also that it's about testimonies and about sharing that thanksgiving. Look what he said, "Make known his deeds among the people." It's one thing to be thankful in your heart, and I'm for that. I think that's right. But we ought to make it known. One of the things I enjoy every year is when we, in our church, we have a Thanksgiving celebration, and we'll ask people, "What are you thankful for this year?" And people will tell about how God has brought them through different things. So they may be thankful about their family, and they share their testimonies of what God has done. He says, also, talk ye of all his wondrous works, the things that God has done. We should share those. We should share in the blessings of the Lord. To be able to share them together with your family or with your church or with people around you, and take a few moments. How God has blessed you. He said, tell about it. Talk about it. I know sometimes with the kids, we say, what are you thankful for? And they'll come up with all kinds of things, usually the pet answers. But encourage them to think about what God has done. He said, talk about his wondrous works. Now, Thanksgiving, I think, also ought to involve singing. And I mentioned that before. He said, sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Sing unto the Lord. Lift your voice to him. You know, a number of the Psalms are actually songs, and they're songs of thanksgiving. This psalm, Psalm 105, there's also Psalm 48, Psalm 106, the first part of Psalm 96. All of these are thanksgiving songs when we can lift our voice to the Lord. Remember what Paul said about giving thanks. In Ephesians 5, he said, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sing unto him. But I think one of the most important things that we see here is the Bible says to seek him. We get down into verse 4 and he says, seek the Lord. Seek his face forevermore. On that Thanksgiving day, you ought to take some time to seek him out and sit down and just have that talk with the Lord. Notice I started with saying that for me, Thanksgiving is about remembering. And he says it again here in verse 5. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. And sit down and remember. Count those blessings and remember the things that God has done for you and how God has blessed you. His marvelous works, it says, his wonders. And I hope you have a great day of thanksgiving and spending that time with the Lord and honoring him. The Bible says to glory in his name and give God the glory that belongs to him. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.